the greatest challenge that I'm discovering is that Satan attacks the minds of believers. And believers don't know what to do when Satan attacks the mind. We become confused. He plants evil thoughts in our minds, and we don't know how to respond. We become paralyzed. Some of the thoughts make us fearful, and we can stay in that phase for days before we can recover ourselves. I've been praying that the Lord should help me so that I can help my people fight. I can help my people fight. And we have started this fight. It's just that you are not aware yet, but I've already started training you how to fight. Maybe this morning I'll be a bit more specific on what you can do. But one of the keys that I used to fight Satan, and that works miraculously, is a key Satan has made believers to not realize how powerful it is. Amen. I'm rediscovering that key in a whole new level. I'm teaching about it in June, but we can't wait until June for you to start using it. It's something you know, but I'll be talking to you about it often because I don't think you realize how powerful it is. It's called the blood of Jesus. I didn't know, you know, I grew up in the church learning about the blood of Jesus, that it has power. But I didn't know how powerful it was. I didn't. So, I'm going to ask you to do something very simple. Amen? Please just follow, and you will see. Hallelujah. Now, the blood of Jesus has power beyond measures. Hey. Even yesterday during the conference, as I was sitting there, Satan attacked me. He attacked my mind. Usually when he attacks my mind, I will have to pray in tongues for 1 hour to recover myself. But now I'm here in the conference, I can't go anywhere. Where am I going to go to pray for 1 hour? And I heard the Holy Ghost say to me, you know the key, I've been teaching you. Try it now and see. Right there and then, I said, I apply the blood of Jesus over my mind right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind. Plead the blood of Jesus over my spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus over my soul. I drench myself in the blood of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I was shocked. I said, wow! Wow! It's unbelievable. I was like, wow! Just like that. Just like that. So I'm convinced that we don't know the power that is in that thing. Yes. Hence, I'll be teaching about it, but based on the teaching schedule, it's coming in June. Amen. But before June, I will be telling you a bit there and there and there and there and there and there. So this morning, please, I'm begging you, don't try to understand. Just do what I did yesterday. Can we do it together? I plead the blood. I don't know where you need the blood. I don't know where you need it. Maybe it's in your physical body. Maybe it's in your mind like I usually do most of the time. Some of us, Satan attacks your mind more than any other part of your life. Please, I beg of you, right now, begin to plead the blood. Begin to plead the blood. Just begin to plead the blood. Begin to plead the blood, somebody. Plead the blood of Jesus. Plead it, plead it. Change the music, sir. Change the music. This young man is not with me. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, I plead the blood. Plead it, plead it. Yes, plead it, plead it. Plead the blood of Jesus. Yes. Thank you. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus on this service right now. I plead the blood of Jesus in the preaching of the word. I plead the blood of Jesus in the understanding of the people. I plead the blood of Jesus in the minds of the people. I plead the blood of Jesus in their hearts. Wherever Satan is attacking them with accusations, I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus in our physical bodies. I plead the blood of Jesus in this hall. I plead the blood of Jesus in our minds, in our hearts, wherever Satan is working right now. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. Yes. Shandereba. Mekandere mandereba. Prendere masindere bandereba. Yandere masendere mandereba. A cleansing now. Every sin, every impurity, every attack of the enemy, the blood of Jesus. Come on, just plead it. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Kalima sole makalama lagalama. Mekantele, I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus in my people's body. I plead the blood of Jesus in their health. I plead the blood of Jesus in their finances. I plead the blood of Jesus everywhere, every aspect of their lives. Come on, plead the blood, plead the blood, plead the blood, plead the blood. Kole mele mele me, kole mele mele me, kole mele mele me. Shante le mandele ma, prekanto le mandele ma. I plead the blood of Jesus on this problem that has come. This problem that doesn't have a solution. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus on this problem. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood in this building. I bring this building under the blood management. I bring the building under the management of the blood. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you thanks. We give you praise. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody celebrate Jesus this morning. Please take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Now, I will be teaching you this constantly, but please don't plead the blood once a month. One thing I have learned, the reason why the blood doesn't work much in our lives, because we plead it once in a while. Are you with me? Plead the blood daily. In fact, as often as possible. Are you with me? I'm asking, are you with me? Plead the blood as often as possible. I know, and I have to teach you because I understand where you are. I was exactly like that. Yeah, but as knowledge is coming to me, hey, I'm becoming dangerous with that thing. I don't want to lie to you. It's nice. Listen to me. It's so nice to have weapons that work. It's so nice. You know, we are built to have weapons that don't work. It's a blood of Jesus. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. So, you are just saying it to say. You know what makes things to work? Understanding. Hence, I want to teach you. Once you know, you will say, no, this thing is working. I can know I can tell you how my mind was before I started studying the blood and where my mind is now. After studying the blood for a while, I said, this thing is very powerful. Very, very powerful. Very, 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 very powerful. Very powerful. So, because if I take a gun, I give the gun to a child, and I stand in front of the child, and I say, press the trigger. Will the gun say, you are a child, I will not work? So I'm taking my chances that maybe some of us are children in the matters of the blood. But I'm going to give you the gun anyway. I'm going to give you the gun. The understanding will come. But on the meantime, because you need it. You see some of those movies that they say, I'm going to fire the other guys, take the gun, just stay here. If somebody can be shoot. If they can be shoot, it will work. So please, I'm begging you, plead the blood constantly. I plead the blood. Before you go to bed, I plead the blood over my bed. I plead the blood in my dreams. I plead the blood in my pillow. Hey, I have become blood saturated. My God, I tell you the truth. I just plead it every way. I plead the blood. You will render Satan useless. I was exactly like you. I thought you would say this thing doesn't work. It works. I tell you, it does. Amen? Put your hands together for Jesus. So, quickly this morning, with the time we have, I want to explain to you why I'm teaching about the things I'm teaching about. Ne? Is that okay? Come with me to the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Yeah, 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Can we read together? 1, 2, 3, let's go. For there are three that witness in heaven. Yes? 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 Yes. Read it again if you don't mind, please. Yeah. And these three are one. Praise the Lord. Now, the Bible says in heaven, three people are bearing witness. Who is the first person? The second person? The third person? The Holy Spirit. But the Bible says all three of them are one. That's where we have the Trinity, isn't it? Now, listen carefully. Because these three bear witness in heaven, and they are one, there's no problem in heaven. There's no trouble in heaven. The last time there was a problem in heaven, I don't think it even lasted a split of a second. It was cleared very quickly. The Bible says that in heaven, streets are made of gold. Gold that we spend years digging. Streets are made of gold. These three bear witness there. They are in charge there. And because they are in charge there, everything is quick. There's no problem. Are you with me so far? Now, where are they bearing witness? In heaven. You need to know the location. They are bearing witness in heaven, and because they are bearing witness in heaven, there's no problem in heaven. Jesus came and said, when you pray, say that your will be done on earth. That is done where? Your kingdom come on earth. That is where? Oh, you see that? He's trying to say to you, you see, up there, everything is perfect. There's no problem there. Where we are having a problem is down here. So he says, pray that what is there also start happening here. So now this verse explains to you why things are okay there. Things are okay there because there are three that are bearing witness. The Father is involved, the Son is involved, and the Spirit is involved. So whenever those three are into something, you should know that that thing is going to work. No matter what it is, if the Father, the Son, and the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, if they are somewhere together, oh. So, the Bible is telling us they are together like that in heaven. Perfect peace. Everything is perfect. Now God understands we are not in heaven yet. Where are we? We are on earth. So we thank God for the perfect peace in heaven. But we down here, we are having some problems. So John needed to also take care of us. Do you understand? John needed to tell us what can also work for us. So he gave us verse 8. And there are three that bear witness where? On earth. Now, let's explore those three. Number one. Number two. Number three. And the blood. And these three agree as one. Hola malapra laka, chele palamanda. So, for me to get what heaven is having, where the Father, the Son, the Spirit come together and they have managed heaven, there's no problem there. Me, I'm not in heaven, I'm on earth. Here on earth, how will I also manage to make sure that wherever I am, my things are working? I need to bring these three. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. Do you see it? Kola Masanta Ramenda. Look, you're about to be blessed tremendously, eh? Yes. Matthew 18, verse 16. Don't forget 1 John 5, 8. Okay? Matthew 18, verse 16. But if he will not hear, all right? Take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three, what? Witnesses. Every word. Maybe what? Now, what are the witnesses? Let's go back to 1 John chapter 5, verse 8. Let's check our witnesses. He said, you must take at least two of them, or three of them. If you take two of them in any matter where the thing doesn't want to hear you, you are saying poverty, go. Poverty, say, what are you saying? Who are you? You are saying sickness, go. Say, please. Sickness doesn't want to hear. If he doesn't, where are you? Okay, go back again. This guy is distracted. Ah, Shalaman Daraba. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Shandere Mandaraba. If he will not hear, do you know that there are things that will not hear? Ah, you will talk and talk, you will scream. Ah. Stop rebel. They don't want to hear. Nothing is more rebel than demons. They don't hear. If he will not hear, you are trying to get this thing established, but this guy doesn't want to hear. Say, how do you handle this situation? He says to you, take one or two, because by the mouth or two or three, you see, he said one, two, and two and three. Every word, two or three witnesses, two or three witnesses, and you are told that there are three that bear witness on earth. And then he says to you, take two or three witnesses. Take two or three. Don't take one. Take two or take three. When you take three, they become one. And from that moment, whatever was affecting you, it might not hear you when you talk. It might not hear your mother when she talks. But if the spirit, the water, and the blood speak, he will hear. He will hear 100%. I say he will hear 100%. Let's go back. Hey, thank you, sir. So, I want to show you something that you are not aware of. So, I started this. We are in April, right? Beginning of April. I've been talking about the Spirit. So, I'm on the Spirit. May. I'm getting on the water. That's why I told you that I'm talking about the blood when? In June. Because June, the blood. is it the third one? Do you see them? Do you see them? Do you see them? Do you see these three witnesses? I need to bring them one by one to you. The combination of the three is a disaster. I said the combination of the three. It's a serious problem in the camp of the enemy. So I'm taking my time. I started with the Spirit. Next month, let's deal with the Word. Then June, let's start. By the time we hit the blood, in fact, even before we start, things will start jumping by themselves. They'll just start jumping. They'll start disappearing by themselves. By the grace of God. I say by the grace of God, things will start falling apart by themselves. They will start falling down. You see, this is our problem. Our problem, we are used to failure. But what we don't understand, the reason we fail is not because the word of God fails. We don't know how to use it. We don't know a lot of things, and we think we know. And we become victims of evil spirits and familiar spirits. Why is Pastor teaching about the Holy Spirit? Because of Matthew 18:16. This is why I'm teaching about the Holy Spirit. Because the witnesses will help establish your words. The Bible says, speaking of Samuel, God did not allow any of his words to fall to the ground. Basically, I have called this Dominion Trilogy. First John 5:8. Dominion what? Trilogy. Here it is. When these three come on any matter, dominion is inevitable. It's inevitable. You dominate naturally. Some of us have become experts in matters of the spirit. We speak in tongues. But in matters of the word, we are deficient. in matters of the blood, we are useless. Some of us are a bit good in matters of the blood, but in matters of the word, we are deficient. In matters of the spirit, we are useless. So you find out that some of us have taken one witness along the way, and some have managed to maybe corner two. But they are not even taking it well. Do you understand? Like that the witnesses are not working well. What is a witness? A witness is somebody that comes to confirm that something happened or it didn't happen. So if there is a crime and they say, no, this is a witness, he will come to say how things, like the way he knows he saw things happening there. He doesn't come to invent something new. So when I say that I am your witness, means whatever you have said, I'm coming to confirm that this is exactly what it is. Hey! That's why we are under witnesses. Thank you. It's the witness. Attestation of a fact or event. Attestation. I'm attesting that this happened like this. Matthew 18:16. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word you have spoken, it will be established. I'm trusting God that we're going to enter a season where those gone are the days where you are speaking is just like the air. You are just speaking, nothing is happening. You say in the name of Jesus, nothing happened. You say blood of Jesus, nothing happened. Those days are about to finish. Now you're going to enter a season where when you say a word, you say you are learning something this morning. You are learning that words are not just established by themselves. Words are established because a witness has witnessed it. You can speak and it means nothing. But once a witness comes to say, what he says is true, I was there. It changed the whole game. Now, in the courts of heaven, where you enter to pray, when you say, this must happen, then imagine the spirit comes and says, I'm attesting exactly, that is what must happen. Then, while the spirit is talking, the word, which is the water, the word comes also and says, I'm attesting, that is what must happen. Then the blood of Jesus also comes and says, I'm also here and I'm saying that this is what must happen. This moves your words to a whole new dimension. So please, as we are teaching about the spirit, don't be confused. It's not like we are just talking, our pastor just took a subject. But No. I'm in the Dominion Trilogy. I'm in the Dominion Trilogy. That by the time we are done, you should be able to dominate the problems that have been oppressing you. You should be able to speak a word and things are rearranged in the realm of the spirit. Things are rearranged. Praise the name of Jesus. I see your words carrying power. Your words. Dominion Trilogy. No wonder when God said, let there be light. And there was light. Why? Because it is the Father, it is the Word, and it is the Spirit. The three of them are one. So whenever they speak, everything has to line up. Dominion Trilogy. You know, the Lord made me aware that I should tell you guys, because when he revealed it to me, I just jumped. I started teaching. But I didn't tell you people, why am I teaching the Holy Spirit? Like, why? Why am I talking about the Holy Spirit? He is part of the Dominion Trilogy. He is the one who helps for you to establish your dominion on earth. According to 1 John 5:8. And these three bear witness on earth. At the moment, if you are on earth, the three witnesses that will make you win a case, here they are. The spirit, the water, and the blood. You will become an expert in matters of the spirit. Then you'll become an expert. You know, the Bible says the carnal man cannot know the things of the Spirit. A carnal man. So the witness of the Spirit cannot help him. Then the water, which is the word, the Bible says my people are destroyed. Why? Lack of knowledge. They don't know. They don't know the word. They don't know the word. The second witness is doubt. Then the blood. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. The Bible says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And you're not engaging the blood. Each one of them is a dominion key. Each one of them. Zechariah 4 says, everything is done by the Spirit. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. That's the Spirit, the Word. He sustained all things by the word of his power. Hebrews chapter 1, I think verse 1 or 2. And then you have the blood, Revelation 12, verse 11. They are all dominion, they are all dominion bombs. All of them. And you're going to start putting them in your bag. Going forward, like, hey, when you arrive somewhere, you just release some blood. Or you release some spirit. You release the spirit in the atmosphere. Or you release the word. You learn to become a master speaker. You don't just talk. You speak strategically. And your words will carry power in the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus in the house of God. Take your seat. Quickly, as I close, you see, you really need to go online. I keep begging Kalani on the people, please. You are blessed to have me here physically. But because I'm here physically, I never get to preach the message fully. Because some of you, when you come, you have prayed a lot. And your prayer directs me to start talking about other things. Because some of you are powerful prayer warriors. When you come and say, Father, use pastor this morning. Use him to preach my neighbor who is a fornicator. Use him to preach. And when you come here, and when I come here, I cannot preach my message. I end up talking about this thing. I'm answering the prayers of somebody this morning. Hallelujah. But let's quickly touch base this morning on the Holy Spirit part 3. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus if you are blessed. The Holy Spirit and you. That's the third message. The Holy Spirit and you. Amen. Amen. How do you say it in Tswana? Moya? Moya wotsepo. Oi wotsepo. Lewena. In Zulu. Hey, there are too many Zulus here. They are talking at the same time. There are too many Zulus in the church. Amen. I hear that the name Zulu means heaven. Or sky. Like, it's powerful. People of the sky. People of heaven. No, but Bakheso, let's be honest. When a song is sung in Zulu. No, look, please. I don't want to bring discrimination. I was in Cameroon. I didn't know that there are these tribes and this thing. I will hear joyous celebration in my country. A Zulu song. I will ask myself, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Like, I don't understand what they are saying, but it is making sense. It is making sense. Now I hear that Zulu means heaven or people of heaven. You see, there are songs. I don't know, there is this video on YouTube. If you find it, it's the video of KK and what is this guy? He's a pastor also. Sole Mahlangu. There's a video of KK and Sole Mahlangu. So they are singing this song.
Batu libito la Jesu.
I don't know the Zulu version.
Li siti eli nika mala esi sindi swanga. Ali kweli nikamala.
God! God! When you hear Ali, that Ali. That small part, it will hit me from head to toe and back. Did you understand what I'm trying to say? That's how it is. Please take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know what I was saying before we start. What was I saying? I can't remember. The Holy Spirit and me. Oh, and I was asking you what it means. Okay, praise the Lord. Now, we can't say much. I'm begging you, please, cell leaders, help your people get into the messages. Otherwise, they are really missing out. Amen? The Holy Spirit and me. Tell your neighbor, the Holy Spirit and you. Psalm 51, verse 11. This is David speaking. And I want you to look at this prayer and realize, like I said last week, it seems to me that David understood about the Holy Spirit. Because David is asking God to not take his Holy Spirit from him. There must be a knowledge about this witness in your life that I think I know. If you take the, you know, there are some witnesses that it's a key witness. If there is a case and this guy is supposed to come and witness and you hear he has changed his mind, the case can take a total different direction, isn't it? My daughters, sit properly. This church, let's sit properly, please. I love both of you. Just let's listen to the word, ne? Please. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Now, listen, if the witness decide to not come, or they kill him. God forbid. It's a problem. So David is praying, Lord, don't take this witness away from me. I know his job in my life. And I believe that if you and I can know the job the Holy Ghost does in your life and in my life, you will discover why David prayed, don't take him away. I need him. Ali ko ingama eli
jengalo
ish.
I tell you, Zulu is very definitely from heaven because the words. The words have something. They have something. Please, I don't have a problem with Twana. You know, I love all my Twana. I love everybody. I mean, I love the vendors. I love the Twanas. I love everybody. I'm just saying something small to say. You see that Zulu thing? It does something.
There is this song that I learned during the conference. Something, hello Jesus, something, something. Sabo, Sabo na Jesus. Hey!
City bayete wenge nyama Yesu sawbona Jesu siya kubingelela city bayete ngwenyama Yesu.
You understand these things? Those words. I will not know the meaning, but it hits me. Bayete. You see, that word? Bayete. I'm from another tribe, I'm from another country, but I can say it, Bayete. And it means, it's like you are trying to reverse something. Is that what it means? Like you are giving him, you are exalting the person. Bayete. When I was old. Praise the Lord. Please, Matswana people, don't get mad at me. We are just being nice. And even we're in Kalanyone, so I don't understand what is the problem. And there's just Zulu section there, Sefasonke there. I mean, please. Let's enjoy ourselves. We are one in Christ. So the Holy Spirit and us. Amen. We all know that when the Holy Ghost gets in people, there's a first reaction. There's a first thing he does in us. And that is tongues. When the Holy Ghost descends on a person, the first manifestation is tongues. People start speaking in tongues. I think you find that in the book of Acts 2 verse 4. The Bible says, and they were all filled. This is the day of the Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came the first time, based on the prophecy of Joel 2:28. The Holy Ghost came, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Praise the Lord. Precious people, please listen to me. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, the first effect, we talk about the Holy Spirit and you, the first effect of the Holy Ghost coming to us is that we start speaking in other tongues. Now, I know that there are doctrinal differences. You know, everybody seems to understand it differently. But just based on what Paul said, and based on what Jude said, when you speak in tongues, you edify yourself. And how many of you know we need to be strong? Paul said, I speak in tongues more than all of you. There's something about speaking in tongues. There's something very powerful about speaking in tongues. And just like I was robbed for many years of my life because I didn't believe in speaking in tongues, I felt you can have the Holy Ghost without speaking in tongues. I didn't realize Satan was robbing me of a great blessing that God had given me. A great blessing. And maybe you are like me, that you don't believe at the moment that you should speak in tongues. I just want you to know that you are being robbed. You are being robbed. Yes, you are being robbed. Speaking in tongues is very, very powerful. You just need to go to 1 Corinthians 14 or I think 15. Somewhere there, you'll find it. All the details. We'll talk about that next week by the grace of God. I don't want to dwell on that today. I just want to make you aware that as a believer in the power of the Holy Spirit, if the Holy Ghost comes on you, He will give you utterance. He will give them to you. But it is up to you to do the talking. He doesn't talk for you. He gives the utterance. You do the talking. So maybe you are here, you are saying, Pastor, you know, me, I'm waiting for the Holy Ghost to speak. He doesn't speak. He gives you words. But you have to use your tongue and your lips to start letting them come out. That's how it is. Praise the Lord. Amen. We'll talk about that a bit more in detail next week. Because next week, I will show you how to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. But the influence of the Holy Spirit, please just give me about 10 more minutes and we are done. The influence of the Holy Spirit does not stop at speaking in tongues. In other words, when the Holy Ghost comes in your life, yes, the first revelation that He is here is that you will speak in tongues. But I want to suggest to you this morning, my people, that He doesn't end there. He goes beyond the upper room. He goes beyond tongues into something more significant. And that thing is what we call change or transformation. That's the next and highest level of His influence in your life. He wants to bring a change and a transformation. Are you with me? You'd be so blessed, eh? Maybe not just this morning with all of you because there's no time. 1 Samuel 10:6. The Spirit of the Lord will come upon you in power. And you will prophesy. That's the tongues. You see it. But then it goes beyond that. You will be changed. You will be changed into a different person. As a result of what? As a result of the Spirit coming on you. You will be changed. NLT it. If you can. I like NLT. What he says is beautiful. No, the same verse. 1 Samuel, just NLT. That's right. NLT. No, like same verse, just NLT. You will be so blessed. You will be so blessed by this. Okay, he also said the same thing. Eh? I think there's one that says you'll be transformed. If you can find and you can share that with us. So basically, the Bible talks, there you go. You will be transformed. You will be what? And you will be what? A new person. In other words, when the Holy Ghost has really worked on you, Matapelo, like seriously, your mother will not recognize you. Your mother who born you. When she sees you, she says, no. What's going on? You are not the same person. You become a new person. You change. You change. You become a different person. That's what the Holy Ghost does. He changes people. I think if my mother was to see me now, she'd be shocked. I didn't give birth to a pastor. What are you doing? What's going on? Change. Why? Because God is in the business of changing people. God changes people. God can change you. God is in that business. He is an expert in changing people. Takes Peter, Simon, turns him into Peter. I mean, from shaky to rock. He changes people. The second reason why the Holy Ghost changes you, because you cannot change yourself. How many of you here, there is something that you are trying to change in your life and the thing doesn't want to go anywhere? All of us. I mean, if you are honest, Some of you have about 20 things. They are just dribbling you like this, like Chelsea and Manchester. Change is not easy. Change is very hard. And if when you want to change something, like that thing has had a revelation that you have come to take it away. So it now hardened itself even more. Paul says, the good I want, like I want to do what is good. Do I do it? The thing runs away from me. He said, the evil that I don't want to do, that's rather where I have become a champion. So God is in the business of changing people. That's why the Holy Ghost changes us. Number two, we can't change ourselves. Even when we want, we can't. So the Holy Ghost comes in and he starts a work of change. And if you remember last week, I showed you, that's one of the reasons why he stays in you. Not just around you. But he wants to be where? Why? Because you change people better from within. Can I give you an example? Sister, stand up. Sister. Sister. Go stand there, sister. Okay. Brother, stand up, brother. Okay. Stand here, brother. Don't do like you don't know what we are doing. Sister, walk the walk. Pass. No, pass. Pass him. Pass. Just pass. Keep walking the walk. Keep walking the walk. Sister, walk again the walk. Brother, you are doing like you don't see. You see, if this sister is walking the walk and she passes the brother, something will hit a bit, something will hit him. Do you understand? But he can manage. Like he can use prayer, the blood of Jesus. He can use the dominion theology. He can use the dominion theology and survive. Do you get it? But imagine if the sister come and stand here. And she holds his hand. Do you see that? The thing is not changing. The thing is becoming very dangerous. Then the sister decides that she comes to stay in his house. Do you see that now? It's worse. If you are just sitting here on the street, you know, it's okay. But if she comes inside the house, the problem has moved to a whole new level. Now, the Holy Ghost is aware of that. The Holy Ghost knows that if he's just coming around you, he might change you, but not properly. Do you understand? For him to change you seriously, he wants to enter the house. That the Bible says that your body is his house. So he wants to get inside. When he is inside, I can say that this room is dirty. I can clean this room. I can see when you are outside the house, you can be deceived into thinking the house is nice until you enter the house. When you enter the house, then you find that, like some of us, the socks are there. The socks are on top of the ceiling, and then this thing, everything is scattered all over the place. So the Holy Ghost wants to enter the house, and your body is called his temple. It stays inside. Are you with me so far? We are almost closing. So, thank you. Take your seat. We cancel everything. The blood of Jesus, the spirit, the water, and the blood of Jesus. Hey! All right, listen. So, I'm trying to say to you that the Holy Spirit wants to live in us because when he is inside us, he can do more. Just like the pills the doctor gives you. You see, when you have a toothache or you have a pain, something, we have a doctor here. You go to the doctor will prescribe some pills to you. And he will give them to you. then you have the solution in your hands. Then you go home, you say, oh Lord, I thank you for this solution. Solution, work. Solution, work. I command you to work in the name of Jesus. Then the solution, the pills, they're saying, look, you don't even need to pray. Let me in. Let me inside. No. I don't want you to come inside. From outside, work. Pills, work. Pills, work in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. The water. And the water. No. Say, no. Let me in. So when you take the pill, you swallow it. It goes inside. How many of you have ever sent an SMS to the pill? You said to the pill, actually the pain is on the left side. So when you go inside, turn to the left, then go left, and then go up, and then the pain is the pain is somewhere by the corner there. How many of you have been sending SMSs and WhatsApp to the pills to tell the pill what to do? The moment you swallow the pill, your job is done. The pill starts hunting the pain itself. It locates the pain, it deals with the pain, and silences the pain. God is saying this morning, just let the Holy Spirit inside of you, and you will not have to worry much. He will know himself. Himself. He starts entering the dark corners of your life. Praise the Lord. Are you blessed this morning? Stand on your feet and start thanking God for the Holy Spirit, please. Just start thanking God for the Holy Spirit.
Come on, begin thanking the Lord for the Holy Ghost. Begin thanking Him. Lift up your voice and lift up your hands. Thank Him for the Holy Spirit. Thank Him for the Holy Spirit. Lift up your voice and thank God for the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. The Bible says there are three that bear witness on earth. It is the Spirit. It is the water. And the blood. Somebody begin to cry out right now and begin to pray for the Spirit of God. Begin to pray for the Spirit of God right now. Begin to pray for the Spirit of God right now. The Bible says in witness, having two or three witnesses, that your word may be established. Come on, begin to lift up your hands right now and begin to pray for these witnesses. The Bible says there are three that bear witness on earth. It is the Spirit, it is the water, and it is the blood. And this morning we have learned about the Spirit. Come on, lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Lift up your voice and begin to pray for the Spirit of God. Lift up your voice and begin to pray for the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, Father, thank you for your Spirit. Father, thank you for your Spirit. Father, thank you for your Spirit. Begin to thank God that this afternoon you have learned that you cannot change yourself. You can only be changed by the Holy Spirit. You can only be changed by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says at that time, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you powerfully, and you shall be changed and transformed into a different man. Begin to lift up your voice and say, Holy Ghost, change me. Holy Ghost, change me. Holy Ghost, change me. Holy Ghost, change me. Lord, change every stubborn situation. Lord, change every stubborn situation. And pray and say like Paul, there are things I want to do that I don't find myself doing, but there are things I want to stop doing that I always find myself doing. And this afternoon I'm praying and I'm saying, Holy Ghost, give me grace and give me strength. Give me grace and give me strength to change this situation, oh God. Oh, Holy Ghost, change me. Holy Ghost, change me. Holy Ghost, change me. Holy Ghost, change me. Come on, pray prayer right now and say, Lord, change my heart. Lord, change my heart. Lord, change my heart. Lord, change my heart. Change my heart, oh Holy Spirit. Change my heart, oh Holy Spirit. The Bible says you shall remove the heart that is of stone and you shall replace it with the heart of flesh. Holy Ghost, change my heart. Holy Ghost, change my heart. Holy Ghost, change my heart. Oh, cause my heart to be a heart that is a heart of flesh. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now begin to pray and say, Holy Ghost, come in me. Come inside me, Holy Spirit. The Bible says my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And this afternoon you want to pray and say, Holy Spirit, come and dwell in your temple. 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 Holy Spirit, come and dwell in this temple of Holy Ghost. The Bible says there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And I believe that friend is the Holy Ghost this afternoon. He wants to be close to you. He wants to enter inside you. Oh, Holy Ghost, we thank you this afternoon. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing about transformation in life. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for bringing about transformation in my family. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for bringing about transformation at my workplace. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for bringing about transformation in my academics. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for bringing about transformation in my relationships. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for bringing about transformation and change in my ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, we thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. The Bible says when there are two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. And Father, we are praying this afternoon, but by the witness of the Spirit, by the witness of the water, which is the word, and by the witness of the blood, every prayer we have prayed, every word we have uttered has been established in the name of Jesus Christ. We have prayed. Now with every eye closed and every head bowed, you are here this afternoon. I want you to know that the Holy Spirit is here and He is ready to come and dwell in His temple. The Bible says your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And this afternoon He's saying, I want to come back to my temple. I want to enter my temple again. I want to dwell inside you again. You are here this afternoon, you want to receive Him. You want to be born again. You want Him to be inside you. Not only around you. Not only beside you. But you want Him to be in you. As I count up to three, I want you to lift up your right hand. And I'm going to pray with you. One, two, three. Lift up your right hand boldly, if that is you. Lift up your right hand. I see your hand. God bless you. I see your hand. God bless you. I see your hands. God bless you. I see your hand. God bless you. You can drop your hands. If you are also here, maybe you already received the Holy Spirit before. And just like our Father was teaching, you have seen that He has been there because of the evidence of speaking in tongues. But as we have learned that the fact that you are still speaking in tongues does not mean He is still there. And you are saying this afternoon that, Holy Spirit, if by any chance I've quenched you and I've grieved you and I've caused you to leave, I'm praying this afternoon that may you come back again into my life. That's your prayer this afternoon. I also want to pray with you. I want to recommit your life. As I count up to three, I want you to also lift up your right hand. And I'm also going to pray with you. One, two, three. Lift up your right hand boldly. I see your hand. God bless you. I see your hand. God bless you. I see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. You can drop your hands. Now, if you lifted up your hand for the first or second altar call, I want you to do something for me. Quickly come to the front and we are going to pray together. Church, let's encourage them as they come. Let's encourage them as they come. What a blessing. Let's encourage them as they come. If you lifted up your hand for the first or second altar call, come and we are going to pray and trust God together. If you lifted up your hand, please, you can still come. Everyone that lifted up their hand, please come. Don't be shy. Hallelujah. This is a prayer between you and God. My sister, you can come. You can come. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, let's lift up both our hands. And I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Please forgive me my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe that you died for me. And on the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Right now, I believe that my sins are forgiven, that I am saved, I am restored, I am born again, I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me, for restoring me, and for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord, for the lives of my sisters and everybody else that lifted up their hands. We want to pray that, oh Lord, may you write their names permanently in the Lamb's Book of Life. Cause them, Lord, to be established. Cause their bodies to be your temple, oh God. May you dwell in them from today and forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed.